Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm inviting people to this program that I have a deep respect for. This is not about a debate. This is not about to prove a point. There's no gotcha questions. Mutual respect. I want to know. At times, it might have come across as awkward. It's not my intent. My intent is just to be truthful, to be respectful, and to have someone on that I have a great deal of respect for. Council President Darius Pridgen. He represents the Ellicott District. He's a veteran of the United States Air Force, which, again, I wish it was Army, but we'll take Air Force. Buff State grad, master's degree, but he's also the bishop and senior pastor at True Bethel Baptist Church. Bishop Pridgen, thank you for taking time. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. How are you feeling?
Well, I was concerned, especially because at the telethon there, I hugged you 13 times. You never know. But no, glad to see that you are on the mend. And listen, of all the different titles that you have and all the different jobs that you have, what do you identify yourself as first?
No, so here's my title, grown man. That's it. I don't go by titles. I don't care about titles. I think too many people depend on their titles to define who they are. Just be grown. Just be an adult male. That's it. Darius.
And if we were being completely honest with each other, if I asked a 25-year-old African-American from Buffalo, you know, do you think who had a tougher life having to deal with systemic institutional bigotry and racism, a 25-year-old Darius Pridgen or a 25-year-old today in 2020?
Oh, two different. Yeah. So it would be 2020. And
so even though you went through an era where, I mean, in your lifetime, you've seen, you know, water fountains, you know, the National Guard being brought in to literally segregate schools.
Yeah, well, kind of. I'm 55, so.
I'm sorry. I put about 20 years on you. I apologize.
Yeah, you added, like, I didn't see water.
I don't even know. You remember Prohibition. You remember. No, I'm sorry.
I know I got a gray beard, but geez.
No, I apologize. But I'm just saying, you've seen a lot in your lifetime that, you know, you look at today and think, my goodness, I mean, what just was on television, the way African-Americans were portrayed on television is a completely different world than growing up with the Huxtable family, where you had two professionals who loved each other and were married and had a happy family. We never seen that on American TV.
Yeah, you know what? I have to qualify that statement and why I said that, because another 25-year-old who's 55 now may have a different story. So the first words that I remember reading on my own was Coloreds to the Back. And it was on a bus in West Virginia, where my family is from. And it was a decommissioned bus. It was no longer running. It was over on the side. I had learned how to sound out words. I sounded it out as we were getting on a bus. By that time, you know, buses had been desegregated. But it was over in the corner, and I read it, and my mom was standing there. And when I said, colors, you know, getting out all the words, and then she looked and saw, and I remember her yanking my hand, and we got on the bus. And, of course, at that moment, I didn't understand. The reason I say it was different for me, I grew up right here on the east side, but I'm an only child. I have two working parents. One worked in a steel mill, and the other worked in the engineering department for the phone company. When I was in public school, and this is no slight on public school, it's just my truth of my life. My kindergarten teacher told my parents, if you want this kid to have half a chance, get him out of here now. And my parents only had one car all of my life, rented a house, but they paid for my education back then. So I did not have to experience certain things that other people did. And that's the truth. And no slight on public education.
Not at all. And I think your career, you know, stands on its own with how you feel about public education and the importance of it. When you look at what's happening in your city right now, our city, do you believe that there is a white-black problem that's caused, or is this the frustration of people that see no other way, or are these just literally young kids that just don't know any better and are just taking advantage of a peaceful protest?
So there is a white-black problem across America, and we see it manifested in different ways. I don't think what we saw here in Buffalo is necessarily solely white-black. It is about power, and it is about who has the power and how power is used. So I think that when things happen nationally, because let's be honest, this didn't start in Buffalo. You know, in Buffalo, we have had police oversight committee board that I put back together. In Buffalo, we have been working on community policing. This happened because of a national crime, because people even here have felt it, but it didn't start here. I think we have to be very clear. Now, the events, for instance, of last night, and I'm really happy to be able to meet with one of the organizers or the organizer tomorrow. The events of last night, there was a young lady by the name of Mercedes Overstreet. She wanted a peaceful protest. She did not incite, hey, you kids over there. I think it was crimes of opportunity. And I'm going to say crimes because they were crimes. And I'm not going to beat around the bush so that this movement has more credibility. At the end of the day, the movement is fine. It's those who use this as crimes of opportunity that they're wrong.
So Bishop Pridgen, what do you say to people that say, okay, if you're unhappy with the way that you have been treated as a citizen of the United States, Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus the Board of Education, our Supreme Court at one point said that you're not a human being. I mean, this isn't, you know, we're not just talking about a history of, you know, once slavery was corrected, everything was fixed. Reconstruction, the civil rights era. Is the only way forward reparations?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, I think now, you know, I'm an African-American male, so you want to do reparations, please stop by. I'm not going to ever say don't do reparations. Stop by my house first. At the end of the day, this protest that I'm seeing is not about reparations. It is about policy, and some people don't realize that, even some of the people who are saying we want fairness. Well, when you say, okay, what does that mean? And some people go, I don't know. So it's my job as an elected official to educate and say, what you're really saying is we want policies and procedures in place so that those who may be bad police officers will be gone. And we don't want to see them in our neighborhood again so they can jeer at us and they can look at us and go, huh, all I got was a slap on the wrist. I want to, before I finish saying anything else, I am a supporter of our law enforcement. Even today, I got requests to defund them, to bring down the money in the city budget. I could disagree, that I disagree with. We need law enforcement. We need good law enforcement. And what?
But can I just add though that you just made a statement that I'm glad you made, because I don't want to ever have someone think because you're passionate about one topic that somehow you're anti-law enforcement. But
yes.
In a lot of ways, the Buffalo Police Department is your department too. I mean, you've had the
exactly.
I mean, we have the ability to make changes now. Why hasn't this happened already?
Well, it has, and that's the message that's not getting out there that I'm really glad that although you're asking me in the middle of midnight to be on the radio, at the end of the day,
apologies
to tell the truth. The reason we have police cams is because we push for police cams, and then when a new commissioner came in, that commissioner said, "I agree." The reason we're looking at other forms of force other than a gun on your hip is because we pushed, and our police commissioner present said, I agree. The reason we have the police advisory board is because I, as the president of the council, brought it back alive, didn't even know it was there, and it was in the charter, brought it back alive, and now we have citizens that are meeting with other citizens to hear their complaints and to get, you know, data. So we have been moving in Buffalo. Now, nationally, that's above my pay grade. But locally, and I can even take another one, Cheektowaga. And I haven't met the present commissioner or chief. Chief Zach, listen to every single problem that we have. And the reason that you did not see continued huge problems in Cheektowaga with African Americans and police is because he listened. He met. He made adjustments. And he was swift to discipline an officer when he was out of line.
So even though we've grown and we're evolving and we're getting to a police force that not only represents demographically the people they're serving and protecting, but they're doing it with respect. And these are all positive signs. Where is this? What we're seeing on the streets is not just this isn't anger. This is rage. There's rage here. Did you know that we were on a powder keg in the city of Buffalo? Did you know that there was that much passion out there that it took another horrific situation for it to blow up here?
Absolutely. This again, I live in this skin every day. So there's certain conversations that I hear constantly. And especially, you know, you got to realize, when you live in this skin every day and you're around people in this skin every day and you're hearing the stories. And so for the majority of Americans, they're just hearing some of these things. It's like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? But when almost at least three times a week, you're getting a call and somebody's explaining a story. And then you're going like, oh my gosh, this can't be real. And sooner or later you go, some of it is real. But again, there has to be a balance to this story. And I'm not afraid to offer that balance, because what I never want anybody to think when I talk about this, and you said it again, but I'm going to say it again one more time, is that here's what I feel. I think sometimes when you speak up about one injustice, some people think that means you are either all people or all police. Or right. I'm trying to get to the point where we all recognize we are human beings.
Exactly.
And we all really need each other. And that communication is so key. There was supposed to be another walk through the streets of Buffalo tonight. Earlier today, I got a call from one of our African-American police officers who said, hey, the person who's putting this together says nobody's listened to her. I said, well, maybe nobody's called me. Nobody's asked me. Set up a meeting with her for tomorrow. Today, the police commissioner goes in the square. He's with them when they pray. One of the police officers gets on their knees with them. And guess what happened? Now, I'm not going to say that somebody tonight, other person won't go out somewhere in the street. Her protest was put on hold because all she wanted to do was be heard and move toward positive change. It doesn't have to be us against them against us, because it's.
But there is an us against them against us here, though. And it's not black people. It's not protesters. It's a group that has now been declared as a terrorist organization. Do you agree with the designation that Antifa should be called a terrorist organization?
You know, I haven't gone into that, but I'll say this. I do believe that what sparked this, not started it, but sparked it to become flaming all over the country. It's not the people in the neighborhoods, and not even the people in the first, second ring suburbs, who some of them came into this city very innocently and really have love in their heart for people. And then I do believe that you did have some terrorists. We know that from the past election, that there are people who know how to spark up rage in people. And at the end of the day, a lot of relationships that were built get burned down overnight, literally.
Right, but you've got car. You had a vehicle that may have possibly discharged, you know, bullets with a stolen gun, ramming a police barricade. That's not a protester doing that.
No,
this is a terrorist act. That could happen in France. That could have happened.
Right.
I mean, that's a terrorist act.
Right.
Let me ask you finally, and I'll let you go back to your life. And I thank you so much for taking so much time with us.
Not a
Bishop. Do you believe that a resident of the city of Buffalo has the right to, as a last resort, to use deadly force to protect their business or property?
You know, I have a permit. You know, the Air Force taught me to be an expert shooter, not the Army, but the Air Force. And if I had to protect my family, I do think you have a right. I do. I really do. And so I remember when this argument was being passed around and people were discussing it, and the radio station called me and they wanted me to be on because they thought I was on the other side of the fence. And I apologize because some people don't know I'm on the phone and I know it's probably clicking in and out. And so right before we get ready to go on air, so they've got, you know, somebody anti, somebody for, and they say, okay, and they prep us up. And I go, I believe people have the right, the constitutional right, to protect their property, protect their family, if they are legal carriers of an armed weapon. Yes, I do.
It's a Bishop Pridgen will shoot you and then pray for you and bring you to Christ. That's what I'm hearing. If it comes to it, that's what you're ready to do. Bishop Pridgen, let me tell you something. Thank you so much. First of all, thank God that you're healthy. And thank you for bringing awareness to a lot of people that this was a very serious epidemic that we were going through. And what you do continually in the community, God bless you and thank you for your time.
God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.